That's mine. And beyond that, if you try, that you will you will be subject and everything will be your object. That is impossible, and that will be considered to be a disease that cannot be, that has got no treatment. Again. So the devotees are much afraid and cautious about Gyan than karma. Karma is already self-contained, ordinary labor. That is self-hatred. Easily that can be eliminated, that position is exposed. That is lower. But Gyan holds the dignified position, over karma. So, then is the powerful enemy to bhakti. So, we must be very careful about the enemy named Gyan. Gyan means tag. Gyan tag. It becomes one to be master of the environment, everything, once the key in his hand. And he does not care for anything else, but only for the key. Something like that. He does not want anything, but the key, the master, is indifferent. I have finished you, to know you, the objective side, the lower aspect of the world. I have finished, I have nothing, no charm for you. Infinite is untouched. And this finishing only a hateful part, boast. I have finished everything. Nothing to do. So that is suicide. Knowledge is suicidal. Most pessimistic. Pessimism. Nothing good. As a subject, I have examined everything in the environment. I found nothing with whom I can associate. That will be the conclusion. And then finally it is again into that Brahma-loka. But if any opposite connection with the higher, then he is hurled down to go to the lowest position. Oh, Gyan is not our friend, That is a finer enemy, a gross enemy and a fine enemy, subtle enemy, knowledge. They call me also, I am monarch of all these subjects. The Gyani will also say, I know everything and nothing is there. I know everything, no charm is there. That is, the super charming world is there, and that is only we can participate through bhakti. To serving attitude, my dedication, that is eliminated. The reality is eliminated. That is, the higher existence is eliminated. And by examining lower existence, they finish this campaign, and there is nothing. There is nothing. But really, the higher, the higher aspect is a diminutive, and the knowledge cannot but do that. Because as a subject, he cannot have any entrance there. So he thinks that there is nothing. I maintain my subjective characteristic. The Jnani wants to maintain his subjective characteristic everywhere. I must know, then I shall admit whether it is or not. That sort of attitude is a bar for the entrance into the higher, the super subjective sphere. So he is deceived thereby. The tendency to know anything and everything, is a bar for higher study. Tadvidhi panipatena paniprasnena srivaya. Panipat, that is, the worldly knowledge finished. For I have come to you for something else, new, that is not in the world of experience. I have finished the world of experience, there is nothing charming. So pranibhava. If there is, with all attention I have come, with eliminating all sorts of hesitation, I have come full attention, to inquire whether there is anything. And the bodhipasana, honest inquiry. And the real thing is seva. Through seva we can only enter into the domain of highest, not the higher knowledge. Seva. But just to die, as we are. Not die by fasting by the as the Jnanis do, commit suicide. But die, why? What for? To live. Die to live, seva. The soul charming, I want to become, I can't but be in the commission of that. And for that I want to be a slave, to banish my liberty forever. And past history finished, I want to die. I want to die. Why? I want to live. And the Jnani's death, that is a physical death, artificial death of the worldly life. The ahankar, the ego. The ego, the gross ego, must be dismissed forever. The ego to live, that ego, the ego of a slave, of the highest authority. That is what is necessary. So much faith, so strong faith. The service is better than enjoyment. It is possible. It is possible practically. The service is more paying than to become king of the material world. No naka prishtam, no japaranishtam, no sadbhavamam, no sadhipattam. No proposal of any supremacy of any type. Your service is so sweet. You are so sweet. And your service also is so sweet that nothing can come in comparison with that. I have no charm with any offering of this world of experience, but only Manorajindika. My mind is mad to taste the nectar of the service of your feet, holy feet, the divinity. And there is then, after dying, the living will come and there gradation. Santa-rasa-satkho-vatsa-vila-madhira. Classification. And then progress. That is the real world. And this sort of world of misery cannot be all in all and any perfect conception it may have. That is suicidal. Any attendant of here that has gotten a suicidal. There was one good scholar, Bhajan Singh, a good philosopher. In the last days, he was mad. Intellectually too, led him to be mad. The intellectual achievement of the GAN. I told that one philosopher in German, Nietzsche, he was something like half mad. Anipat paripasna seva. This is the Vedic knowledge, the knowledge of Upanishad Ved, which is revealed, which comes from up, down here, to have for the help of the giver. Always, Padastra Guru Mevabhi Gati, Samitpani Sotriyam Brahmanishtham. Then in Bhagavatam, Sadhi Tasmat Guru Prabhuddhita, Jigyasu Sriyaduttamam, Sadhi Parichanishnatam, Brahman Upasamasrayam, and Gita. Tatvidhi Pranipatena, Pariprasnena Srivaya, Upadekhantiti Jnanam, Jnaninas Tattvadarsinam. Here in India, the Vedic Institute, they imparted education with sadhini spirit. The students used to come to Gurukul. They used to make service to Guru, including his family. Even Krishna went to fetch wood from the forest by the order of the wife of his Guru, Sandeepani. Get some fuels for us. And she used to cook for the students. So service, imparting Vedic education. The Guru, he takes us as a service. He begs from rich men, but don't take anything in as remuneration for imparting the knowledge. Out of his own accord, he is giving the knowledge what he has acquired from his own guru. In the similar way, he is also delivering that knowledge to the disciples. Anything in return. The shishya, the students, they will also go, they will take food from the guru, the family, the guru's wife, mother, she will feed them, and whatever her requirement, she asks to, as her son, no fuel. You will have to get some fuel, my son, from the forest. Krishna and Sudama went and that day rain profusely, rain, and river between between the Gurukul and the forest. There was a river. So was born. They could not come. So it took that for the night. They had to pass on the tree. Anyhow. And then when the morning came, next morning, then Guru went in search of them, and he is calling Krishna, Sudama, and then they came out with so many boja gaji wale, burden of fuel from their head. They come. Krishna asked Sudama, "Do you remember my friend? When Daruka, he is a king, Sudama went to see him, and Sudama thought he is making so much, showing so much affection. He must have not recognized me. Then to remind him that I have recognized you, my friend, do you remember that night when we were in search for fear and the past and the tree the whole night? And then on the next morning, our Gurudev Sandipani went in search. Do you remember?" Then he thought, "Oh, he has recognized me. Still he is making so much for me. Ador, please, only ador. So much, showing so much affection, so much care for me." So, even the Lord, when he was in Gurukul, there he showed that the study should be made along with the surging space, otherwise Vedic truth won't come down to you. If you want to really to have to study the Vedic knowledge, want to get, then service must be with the search. Then that will come down within you. You are satisfied by your serving tendency. That higher knowledge will come down within you, and you will be able to get that. Otherwise not. Intellectual peace that won't allow you to enter into that holy domain. Intellectualism has got no entrance into that domain. Only the gentleman can have entrance, passport there. Gentleman should be a gentleman. Who won't go to exploit that land, rather to serve the interest of that land. They will be given passport there, not otherwise. The gundas are not allowed to enter that domain. Automatically they can't. I just it all.
Chapter of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, there was a mention that Lord Nityananda Prabhu, that he would serve as the servant of Vaidarya Lila. He would act as the servant to propagate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vaidarya Lila. So that was for the to benefit everyone in a general way?
Yes.
It was
his
function?
According to their capacity or person. Use The professor is delivering lectures, but the students will receive according to their capacity. He, in general, wants to distribute through his writing, but according to their respective capacity, they will, some will read it to write a thesis and to get some name in the university, and some only to criticize against his writing, and some fortunate souls, they will find light and they give, dedicate himself for the whole of his future. So many class sections of students appear as. Vajidivaichitrat and Parampachyeni. Vajidivaichitrat, the reception of the same will be taken differently. Brahma explained that you are Brahma, you are the soul, that Atma. There is one Asura, he understands this body. He says, you are, this body is that Atma. He's meaning my inner self, I am that Atma. In this way, amongst the students, the understanding of different types. General fact. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is distributing that nectar of the eternal life. But Amara Dudraiva Name Nahi Anudara Duadaya Vaichana Parama Udara Adihaya Vandanata Bhaga Amara. Nahi Janamala Name Anuraga according to the hour. Purity of purpose, we shall be able to understand. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram. Bhagavan comes down here himself, so many see him in different way. The Shishupal, the Kamsa, the Narada, the Gopis, their vision of different ways. We can't deny that. The realization cannot be same and should not also be same. By nature, the gradation, the hierarchy should be there. So no injustice, no partiality. Die to live, Atmanivedam, Atmanivedam, fully, live yourself fully. Give and take. A gentleman told me when I joined the mosque, he's my elder brother, my god brother. He's also, I am making Param Dandavat to him, he is also a journey Dandavat. I asked him, why you are showing hypocrisy? Why? No. I think you to be superior, so I am bowing down to you. and you certainly do not consider me to be of holding higher position than you. Why? So your dandava towards me, that will be hypocritical. Are you here? No, no. It is not so very easy to bow down. It is not a very easy thing to bow down. I was silenced. I saw the object, you know, the meaning within. I rejected. Yes. Namaskar is not a very easy thing. To give one's own self by dandavat, surrender. It is not an easy thing. Really, it is the greatest thing to offer one's own self to the higher. Who can make that offering? The offering, the degree of offering. Man, he gives his word. He can't take it back. Rather, he can give his life, but can't take his word back. And there are so many, even, I did not, at that time, I did not calculate that they should be there. So I withdraw. Excuse me. That would be in ordinary case. But there are cases when were once given, that won't be broken. Rather, he would give his own life at home. Society is there. So giving is a very difficult thing. Self-giving. We can give what belongs to us. That is false giving. Nothing belongs to us. Ishavashyam. Only self-giving is giving proper. Self-offering is proper offering. Otherwise, all that I falsely think that this thing belongs to me. Nothing belongs to me. What should I? That is all false. The false ego, that is also difficult to give away. What to speak of the real self within? As yours, sir. Krishna tamar ho yadi vale eko var. Maya vanda hoite Krishna tare kare par. The simple thing. The die to the simple thing. I am yours. Krishna, I am yours. Then the maya, the illusion, will run away from me. Run away. I am yours. The depth of this, of this expression, it depends upon I am yours. I belong to no one, but I am yours. Whole self, my Lord, please accept me. Krishna tumar hao yadi vale eko var, only one sakijeva pravan moya. I am yours. I surrender to you. Yes, I accept. Only that is what is necessary within us. Nothing else. Sakadeva, prapatti, prapanna, surrender. That is necessary.
Prapanna jivanam.
Yes. Sorry. That was a big thing in me at that time. But this is the key to heaven. Key to heaven. So I shall have to deal with this. I searched where anything is written about Parvati, Harivati Vilas, Satsandapa, and the other books, and the character those in one place. As much as I think that this will help most the Parvati. That was my idea. The entrance. Entrance to the divinity, the gate is surrender. With this idea I collected this is the necessity, the only necessity of every one of us conscientious people, the surrender. Nothing is necessary. Everything. Janglabdha cha palanglabham mannati nadhikam tato jasmin stito na dukhe na guru na vidichalati. There is a such substance that when we get that, we don't want anything. No necessity of any aspiration for any other thing. There is such thing. Jamalabdha chaparamadhasa manyati nadhika. No gain can be considered superior to that. This is the highest, the positive insinuation, feeling is there. And if we are placed there, in connection of that, then no misery of however greater degree it may be, it can disturb me. No misery can disturb me. And no happiness can take me away, move me away from that. And no misery can trouble. There is such kind of gain is possible. Jangalabdha chavaranglabham manyati nadhikam tata jasmi sthito na dukhe na guru na api vichalati. There is such a thing. Vidyati hridayagranti chidganti sarvasanshaya kriyante chashyakarmani Moi Dishti Yokhilatmani. All doubts, suspicions, salt, removed. No doubt, all salt. The whole self-solution, all the entanglements are untied. I want nothing. So many, ties already existing. I want this, I want this, I want this. They're all untied. Not I want nothing. Vidyati hridaya granthi. Our heart is full of so many ties with so many aspirations. But all untied. By mistake, I made a tie between me and that thing. That if I get that, if I can tie him to me, then I'll be satisfied. No, these are no necessary obstacles. All the ties are tied. Vidyati hridayagranthi. Chiddhanti sarvasam, all doubts finished, removed. No, this is the truth. This is what I wanted. What I am searching all through, this is the thing. Siddhanti Sattva Sankhaya. Siddhanti Chasya Karmani. And the previous activities, reactions, that is also exempted. Mahi drishti yukhidatmi. No, this is, I am everywhere. I am everywhere. The fulfillment, the perfect is seen everywhere. So no duty, no feeling, there is no perception of any duty to anyone. He is there. See, the guardian is everywhere to take care of everything. Only what is necessary, I must connect me with the guardian. The guardian is everywhere. He is taking care of everybody. So I have nothing to do, Only that I may not be detached from this knowledge of this position. The relationship with this knowledge or this association, I may not be detached again. So I must go deeper and deeper into that. No other business, no other engagement, is necessary. That will be the only to enter into. And then when under the full, complete direction of Jiva Maya, I will play in her hand. I will have to play in her hand. And there is also the Pralamba, there is Sambhog, all these things. But it is just all Yoga Maya. Everything is supplied in that highest, higher type of rasa there. It is possible. And the Gauriya must stand is here. Vidyati Vivekanti. Siddhanti Sattva Sankhaya. No mundane wealth is necessary, and no alternative proposal of religious confection may exist than that of Bhagavatam or Mahaprabhu. This is the unique. Nothing is necessary, all the eliminated. This is the standard. Sarvadharmam parityajya bhavikam. The absolute call. The absolute call to all, not to the particular section. Absolute call to all. Come. Mam ekam saranam vaja. Not more. Absolutely. Myself. And then, no repentance. No reaction. I thought, is it possible? The Gaudiya Math people, they are their own canvassers. They do not care for anybody. What they say, that is the absolute truth. Is it possible to think that this is absolute and no other alternative? It is impossible almost. Then the Bhagavad Sloka, already I had connection, came to my mind. Vidyati Hriday Granthi. Bhagavad says that is possible. Siddhanti Sattva Sankhaya. The most dangerous thing. Siddhanti Sattva Sankhaya. All the doubts are cleared. How revolutionary? Is it possible? The whole doubts, people, so many infinite doubts may exist in one's mind, and the whole will be cleared. Is it possible? The Gaudiya Math people say it like that. I can eliminate them, I can deny them, but I cannot deny Bhagavatam. There, in an authentic tone, giving proclamation. Siddhanti Sadhva Sankara. It is possible. No doubt will remain. There is such a stage. Oh, they are one with that standard of Bhagavatam, that Bhadrikastam, that Sukhattal, Sukhdev Goswami, that Anisharana, the very gist of all the Ved, Gita, etc. The same standard they are representing. So entered with more confidence and gradually imbibed that sort of spirit. And now I am speaking on their behalf. And legends, converges, by Mahaprabhu, the personality of Mahaprabhu, and the Srimad Bhagavat, the last product of Vyasadeva. Srimad Bhagavat is the last gift of Vyasadeva. After Gita, Mahabharata, Vedanta, Puran, everything. Still there was some want. And Narada came and gave the final touch. And Vyasadeva came with Bhagavatam to them. And Mahaprabhu took that and inaugurated practically in the world. And the Gaudiya Math trying to the knowledge or nectar of that highest type to distribute to the world. And Swami Maharaj went to at the length and the breadth of this world and attracted people like you all to such peace. It is a great pride to us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur Gaur Hari. Jasmin Gyati Sarvamidam Vijnatam Bhavati, Jasmin Prati Sarvamidam Praptam Bhavati. The Upanishad is also there. There is something, if we get that, everything is God. If we know that, everything is known. If we get that, everything is God. In the Upanishad also find the same echo. Tade Bhavbrahma Jigyasa. So inquire after that most universal and most general thing. Not in part, this part, that part, that part, that part, a numerous part. That is what is the waste of energy, chasing after so many partial things. Try to catch the center. What is that? Jasmin gyati sabhumidam gyatam, jasmin prapte sabhumidam praptam. The key, the one who represents the whole, the central, the commanding figure, try to that person. Yet. And when such faith grows in us, it is called Shraddha. Shraddha Mayuryam Dhova. The senses of your experience, that is, erroneous news are supplying your eyes, nose, ears, that are supplying to you all false information. As false information, and that is stored in your mind, a depot of false information. Dissolve that thing. The puro, the depot of false, false information must be dissolved. It is possible. The whole in one, and the one in whole, the Shraddha. Aham sarvasya prabhu, matta sarvam pravartate, iti matta bhajante man buddha bhava samannita. Through love they come forth. when they come to understand that I am the very root of everything, aham sarvasya prabhu mattat sarvam pravartati, and the root, I am the master of everything, then they come with only sincerity, intensity, love, earnestness, all this. Itimatta bhajanti man buddha bhava samanita machitta madhugata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayanta astiman nityam tushyanti churamanti chok. They find everything